Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Greetings to everyone around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with everyone here during, again, these very stressful times with this entire coronavirus pandemic going on. And our show today, it will be focused around this and really around this stress that's involved with that. And again, as far as the coronavirus, it's something that's affecting us, again, young and old. Regardless of who we are or wherever you are in the world, this has somehow touched you one way or another. And again, we're very happy to have this special segment today on COVID-19. And today, speaking on this, we will have with us psychotherapist Bette McLean. And she is the founder of Bette McLean Coaching and Counseling. And again, to anyone out there today, I know so many people have lost loved ones. Other people are out of work right now. They don't know when that next dollar will come in. They're worried about feeding their families. There's stresses from that. There's some people that have family members that are sick. They're worried about that. People are worried about sick and worried about getting sick. And most importantly, there's also for the people out there that are home alone and really just the stress of being alone. It's something that could be overwhelming. Again, if any of this sounds familiar, please grab a seat, get very comfortable, because, again, our special guest today, Bette McLean, she may possibly give information that may be able to help you or maybe the life of a loved one as well that does need assistance. It is now the 20th of May, and I would like to remind everybody tuning in tonight, especially our listeners overseas, people in different time zones. If you do miss any portion of our segment today with Bette, we also have a previous segment with her as well. If you would like to catch that, all of our shows are permanently archived on our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com. We're also a big part of social media. Again, just about everyone is now these days, and we are on Facebook. Please find us at facebook.com/accglobalmedia. And we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please find us at twitter.com/accglobalmedia. And again, if you've seen our advertisements anywhere else on any one of these other social media sites, there's so many of them out there, Snap, Instagram. If you've seen us on a press release, again, please send an email to info@accglobalnews.com and let us know where you did hear of us. And again, it gives you an opportunity to speak to one of the special guests that we have on for one of our segments. But again, I would really like to turn the show over to the expert that we do have with us today and really speak on this very topic again on coronavirus, again, some call COVID-19, and again, the stresses that are involved with that as well. So to our audience today, I am very proud to present to you psychotherapist and also founder of Bette McLean Counseling and Coaching, Ms. Bette McLean. How are you doing on this very beautiful day, Bette?
I am doing very, very well, thank you. Nice to hear from you again, Matthew.
Yes,
it's,
and we're
raining.
Oh, it is. It's raining over there.
Yeah, it's raining in southern Alberta, Canada.
Oh, wow. Hopefully the reception is good throughout our entire segment. But as far as right here, it's bright and sunny. Hopefully, again, throughout that rain and perhaps a gloomy day over there, you could bring some light with some of the information that you can share with us on this segment. But before anything, Bette, if you could please share with the audience, who exactly is Bette McLean?
Okay, that's it's always a difficult question for me to answer. but basically, I'm a daughter, a sister, a wife, a mother, a grandmother. I've had multiple jobs until I decided in my 30s to go to university and become a psychotherapist, and that's what I've been for the last 30 years. So in a nutshell, that is me.
Well, everyone that does tune into our show on a regular segment, and also to all of our new listeners, every guest on our show also has an amazing story. The main point of our show is to inspire people as well, which is why, again, we thoroughly screen every guest that does come on to the show to really also provide to the audience an opportunity to really get a chance to hear and maybe even speak to someone that's really been in the trenches and has been able to overcome so much. So, Bette, if you could very quickly share with the audience your personal journey, that's really actually led you to where you are here today.
Sure. I was raised in a farming community in Canada, and growing up, I was subjected to multiple abuses as a child, as a teenager, and that conditioning led me to attract people in my life as an adult that also were abusive. But eventually, I decided that I wasn't going to allow that abuse to control my life. I could have gone down the road of many people that go down the road and they get into drugs and alcohol and they get stuck in abusive relationships. And it is a very difficult road to be in and more difficult to get out of. I was one of the fortunate ones that got out and began my journey in the client chair. So I spent many years as a client learning how to heal my traumas, my abuse, and also learning what types of therapists work for me and what don't. And eventually, like I said, I went back to school in my early 30s, university. During that time, my university years, I also did some alternative training in Gestalt psychotherapy, secure family systems, and self-regulation therapy. So I have a well-rounded understanding of what it's like to be a client that has been very traumatized, what it's like to go through counseling, and then to get the book learning. So I have boots on the ground as well as the professional training from a traditional institute and several different alternative therapeutic techniques. So I have lots of tools in my toolbox. I also realized that therapy is very individual, and it's very important to have that well-rounded understanding. When I was a client, I ended up firing a couple of my therapists because they just didn't get me. They were book learned, but they didn't have the boots on the ground understanding, and they thought they knew better. They thought they knew better than me and would tell me what to do and how to do it. That's not my philosophy. I don't believe in telling people what to do. I have lots of expertise I can provide for a client to help them heal and find their own answers. I know lots of stuff, but I don't know everything that's right for each individual. My job is to help them find what they need to get that healing. And ultimately, my job is to get them to a place where they no longer need me.
And I don't mean to like switch over topics because I do want to really focus on this coronavirus pandemic that's going on. And I know you're able to help so many people in many different ways. And to everyone out there, I don't mean to minimize anything because, again, the coronavirus has taken so many lives. And it's a virus right now that's deadly. We really don't have many answers. But there's one part of this entire thing that may be getting overlooked, and that's really the mental toll this may be taking on even people that aren't sick. So, Beth, to start, we all know the pandemic, again, it's taken a toll on so many people mentally. But I want you to really explain to people what may be the fear of contracting this virus. What can that do to some people mentally? How could that affect some people?
Well, at the beginning of this thing, before it became a pandemic, people were in disbelief. They were, then it went and into denial. No, it can't be that bad. And then, yikes, this might be serious. And then, oh, shit, this is real. And
yes.
Everything in their world got turned upside down. Suddenly, you couldn't hug anyone. You couldn't touch anyone. You had to shelter in place. It's been described as a war. And yes, it is a war. But in war times, you knew what you were fighting. There was a bomb or a culture that was trying to annihilate you. You knew what your enemy was.
Yes.
Now we have a name, but we have no idea who that enemy or where that enemy is. We know what
That's
it is,
a great
but
point.
We don't know where it is. It is everywhere. And with the disruption of the world with the pandemic, nothing is in your control anymore, or that's what it feels like. It feels like you've lost control. Your world is not the same, and if it ever does get the same, it will be a long, long time before it does. So there's a variety of emotions that come out. Like there's anxiety, disbelief, denial, agitation, frustration, anger, grief, fear. And people rotate through these emotions. And it is very, very hard to get any semblance of normalcy when your world is upside down. And human beings need structure. They need routine. They need to understand what is happening, when, where, why, how. And nobody can give them those answers. So therefore, people are in chaos. When people are in chaos, there is anxiety, fear, huge fear, and grief because they've lost most of what they have known is gone. It's upside down. It's like those snow globes that you turn upside down. And even if you turn it right side up, the pieces don't know where to fall back into place.
That's a very great way of explaining it. And do you believe, again, some of this fear, do you think some of that's connected to perhaps us looking at our own mortality in a different way?
Of course it's going to make people face their mortality. There's a lot of people dying because of COVID-19. And it does make people face their mortality. And that is one of the things that the majority of the world do not want to think about, let alone talk about. And so to be forced into thinking about it and talking about it adds another layer of stress and anxiety and fear. I heard some music.
We lost you for a second over there. Are you with us? I'm sorry, we had a bad connection.
Yeah, well, there
can
were,
you hear
I
me?
Heard music. I can hear
okay.
you.
All right.
Yeah. So where did it get interrupted?
Okay, yes, I'm not sure. Where were you exactly? You can continue.
The mortality and the that is not something people want to even think about, let alone talk about. And because of COVID-19 and so many hundreds of thousands of people dying all over the world, it's in your face. You have to think about it and basically have to hear about it and talk about it. And that adds another layer of anxiety and stress and fear onto people's daily living on top of the pandemic. And grief is part of loss. Grief isn't just losing a loved one. Grief is loss, and loss of job, loss of finances, or fear of loss of job, loss of finances, and structure and life as we have known it, that is a loss and creates grief. And with grief, there's a whole bunch of other emotions that are stirred up in people. And that is people that haven't been majorly traumatized. Then you add on the fact that there's a lot of people out there that have been majorly traumatized, and that exaggerates, amplifies what everyone else is feeling that hasn't been. It is really a time where emotions are rampant and emotions are ruling. People are really struggling to control their emotions.
And but a big part of this, and again, they explain the big part of us beating this pandemic, again, is with social distancing. So for everyone out there tuning in, again, everybody wants to be a part of it and wants to do the right thing. But what this social distancing actually does, it leaves many people home and isolated from the rest of the world. People which were already dealing with certain mental conditions and mental illnesses. So Beck, can you please share why this could also be, let's say, a big challenge for somebody mentally or for many people out there as far as being home and being isolated?
It is another challenge because people need people. Part of being human is human connection, and that isn't just over Zoom or WhatsApp or on the phone. Yes, those connections are important, but people need in-person connections. They need skin-to-skin touch. They need hugs. They need the energy that gets transferred from one person to another when you're sitting in the same space. And 6 feet apart, with the fear that, are you contagious? Am I contagious? That just doesn't cut it. And if you're stuck in your home and you don't get out, or you can't get out, or you're afraid of getting out, it takes you down that dark rabbit hole where people start thinking things that what's the point? Why am I here? Why do I bother living? So
I'm sorry to cut you off, but to everyone out there that could be feeling these things, and we're having this show for this reason. And again, we brought an expert on here, a psychotherapist. This is to really to let you know out there, we know what you are feeling. and it's not, you, there's nothing odd, there's nothing wrong with you. We understand that, and there's people out there that can help you. Again, which is why we bring these special people on the show that are well aware of what so many people are dealing with out there. We know this struggle. We know everyone handles things very differently. Just understand that you are not alone. Now, Beth, there's something also very important that I do want to touch on as well. And again, this is all connected with the coronavirus and, again, us getting over this. And, again, connected to this social distancing. But, Beth, domestic violence has gone up dramatically since the beginning of lockdown. And couples, you know, they're fighting and they really can't find a way to get along. Before anything, what do you feel couples can do to try to find a way to help maintain the balance and order in their home during this pandemic? Do you have any suggestions, Beth? And also, if you could please share with them perhaps why you feel that this may be happening to them. In this way, they may have an idea.
So there's a variety of types of domestic violence. And abuse is about power and control. People that are abusers need to have power and control over someone else. And they have difficulty controlling their anger. So now they're forced to be with their family, which increases their anger. There's no escape. And that urge within them to release that anger is amplified. It is incredibly increased because they have to have power and control. And at the best of times, they don't have it. Now they have it even less. And so that anger builds up more and more, and they become more abusive towards their person that they're living with. And for there are lots of places out there for a person that is abused to get help, but it's really, really hard to leave at the best of times.
Yes.
They can make phone calls. They can get out of there. Most people are people that really want to control their anger. Think about what happens in your body when that anger begins to build. And when it, as soon as you recognize that it's beginning to build, take a time out. Do like you would with your kids when they're losing it. You're losing it. Take a time out. Go somewhere and do whatever you need to do to calm yourself down. But stay away until you're calmer. So go for a walk and walk and walk. Exercise is good. Fresh air is good. But when you're walking and exercising, do it focused and purposefully so that you are aware of what your anger is and that each time you take a step, you imagine that anger being released through your feet out or through your arms out or through your head out. Just as long as you imagine it, maybe you think of the anger as red. So imagine that red leaving your body and filling with whatever color calmness would be where the anger left. Find a way of removing yourself from the situation long before you become angry or enraged so that you can have a handle on it. And that way you get your power and control, but it's over your emotions. It's not over another human being.
And to everyone out there that's tuning in, that's going through these different situations, again, I just want you to kind of picture having somebody like this by your side and somebody there to assist you through these tough times. Because, again, regardless of any of the situations that Beth did mention, maybe from abuse or maybe, again, stress from loneliness, maybe a loved one. Just imagine having someone there by your side to help you get through this instead of dealing with it alone. And perhaps...
And also...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to mention, Matthew, that there, before our time is up, there are some simple, easy solutions that aren't complicated and people can do to help get some semblance of normalcy back in their life, to release those emotions that keep squirrel caging going round and round and round inside and leading down to more places that are dark and negative. And if I could have a moment to mention some
absolutely.
Of those. So journaling is one way. Some people, it doesn't work for everyone, but if you like to write, then journaling is a good way of getting those thoughts out, those negative thoughts out. And then once you have them out, challenge them. Are they actually real, or are they what ifs? What ifs are in the future? Futurizing, no one knows what's going to happen in the future. Futurizing is not helpful. Yes, you got a plan for the future, but negatively futurizing just adds to the stress and anxiety. So challenge those negative thoughts. Focus as much on the positive as possible. Meditation, there are many types of meditation. Meditation isn't just a guru sitting cross-legged on a mountain. Go to YouTube, there are multiple meditations that are simple and easy and help calm you down. Another way is finding a way to help someone else. It doesn't have to be any big deal. It can be as small as anything. But when you focus on helping others, you take away from your concern and anxiety and stress about what is going on for yourself. Get as much structure and routine as you can back into your life. That's something that you can have control of when the rest of the world feels like there is no control.
Yeah.
And earlier when I said, and do things like that calm you, music, gardening, reading, knitting, whatever it is. And earlier I was talking about the exercise, and that exercise that I described works for everyone, not just for people that have anger issues. If you focus in on what you're upset about and imagine that leaving your body as you're walking, if you focus in on that and let it go and then focus in on the positives and the things that help you keep calm. The last thing, and well, actually not the last thing, there is one more thing, and that is limit the amount of news you watch.
Watching the news is very important.
Oh, it's incredibly important. If you're watching news all day, you're going to have nothing but negative information. So really limit the amount of news you watch and fill in the stuff with what I just said, and especially humor. The more humor you can add to your life, genuine humor. I don't know if you're familiar with the Three Stooges, but that was my era.
Yes.
Yeah. Humor really is the best medicine. It is very healing. Well, along with therapy. But I digress.
Well, we have about 30 seconds left, but can you please share with the audience, where can they go to get more information about you or perhaps sign up for one of your programs?
Sure. A phone number would be 604-222-2121. And an email is bett, B-E-T-T, at BETTNCLEAN.com. Also, my website, BetMcLean.com.
And to everybody that's tuning in out there, it's a very stressful time, and we do understand that. This main show was to let you know that you are not alone. There's many people out there that understand what you're going through and that they are ready to help you. And again,
and
please.
I have one more thing, Matthew.
Yes, go ahead.
If anyone that is in crisis and needs some help, I am offering pro bono, no cost, for 3 sessions for a limited amount of people.
And to everyone, please reach out to Bette as soon as possible. And again, we're just about out of time. Again, thank you very much for joining us today, Bette. I appreciate it. Again, speaking on this very important topic, I thank you very much.
Most welcome.
And to our audience, again, thank you for tuning into the episode. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all of our future show dates and time. And I thank you very much for joining us, and everyone have a great day.